When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Paula coming to us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a group therapy for you. Went to surprise my husband during lunch at work the other day.
No.
I had bought him food. I was going to eat with him.
Mm-hmm.
When I was walking to his office, passed by the mailroom, saw something that caught my eye. When I looked back in there, I saw my husband pulling himself away from another woman.
Oh.
That woman was a 23-year-old that works with my husband.
Oh.
My husband's 33 years old. Mm. I stormed out. He followed me. Mm-hmm. We had a very ugly conversation after that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that nothing serious was going on between them and that they would just flirt in the office, and he took it a little too far, but just today. He swears nothing else has happened. We have two young kids together.
Uh-huh.
The problem here is that my husband works with my family's company.
Oh.
I quit to stay home with the kids.
Mm.
If I make any kind of move, it could jeopardize his job. My husband has different qualifications than me, so it's not like I could just step in and do his job.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm not sure if I'm ready to go back to work yet, as both of our kids are still at home for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So do I make any other moves and risk my marriage and my family's income, or just forgive this one infraction?
Yeah, see, I feel like this is a tough call for us to make because, like, we don't know, you know, the history of you guys, how long you've been together. I mean, I think we are, and I'm just going to say as a general statement, on this show, our listeners, you, I, are quick to say, get rid of them!
He's cheating. He's done it more than once. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Leave. Yeah, it's easy for us to say.
And I feel like we do fall into that trap quite a bit. Now, I preface this by saying that making that decision is a tough one. And not only financially, but, you know, obviously emotionally and all that. And is it something that you can look on the long term and say, okay, if this is truly just a one-off, what is he unhappy? Man, I don't want to put this on her because it's not on her. It's on him. But, like, what is he unhappy with?
What's making him do that,
right,
though,
exactly.
Yeah.
But what is he unhappy with? What does he see in this this person at work that is so, I guess, intriguing that he's not getting at home? And is it something that you can move past?
Yeah, I mean, right, whatever he is, if it's more than this or not, regardless, there is obviously something that needs to be addressed, fixed in the marriage. If he's feeling like he needs to even flirt.
Right.
You know, if you're feeling the need to flirt and you're married, there's got to be something that we need to talk about there as well. So I think that's the biggest thing is we sit down and figure out, you need to have a further conversation with him and just be like, listen, you know, why do you feel the need to flirt with her? You know, is there something missing in our marriage?
I mean,
and start that conversation.
Would have already been discussed in the, as she said, ugly conversation.
But we need to have a calmer conversation about it.
Yeah, now that emotions have at least, you know, there's been a little bit of time that has passed. You can kind of look at the situation with, I don't want to say less emotion, you know.
Not in the heat of the moment.
Right.
That was in the heat of the moment.
Right,
and,
for sure.
And emotions were flying high, and you probably said things you didn't mean, all the things. But
and he probably did as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, you need to sit down again and just say, imagine how that made me feel seeing that, mm-hmm. and then go from there.
Okay, so what we would like is if you've been in a situation like this and can provide at least a little perspective of, hey, you know what? I stayed with him and it worked out. Or I stayed with him and then it turned out this was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, would love to hear your story around this because maybe that could help Paula in this situation. Because like I said up front, I don't know if we're, if we can make a definitive, like, yes, you need to stay with him. No, you need to leave. But at least we can say, hey, this has happened. So you can take that and you can say at least, well, you know, now I know.
Another conversation needs to happen.
Right. Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. 502-795-1997. That is our phone number. Call or text. We'll take your stories. Our group therapy is one that I think a lot of people can relate to. Paula caught her husband literally red-handed pulling away from another woman at work. Here's the thing. It's a family-run business on her side of the family. And she doesn't work there. He does. And she's kind of like, do I forgive this one infraction? Because
he says they just kind of flirt and kind of took it too far one time.
Yeah, exactly. And
we don't know if they were actually kissing or if he just got a little too close.
Was hugging, one of those things. I mean, I guess we can assume that you know, they were kissing. But she just said to us, pulling himself away from her.
Yes. So not really sure what. Regardless, it's inappropriate.
Yeah,
context.
I was gonna say inappropriate to be that close, to be that, you know. Would you want your, like, if you knew your wife was standing there watching you, would you have done the same thing?
Yeah, yes,
exactly. Even if you weren't kissing, and if that answer is no, probably not something you should be doing, right?
Exactly. Elise is just like, listen, don't give him the excuse to say I cheated because this is wrong in the marriage. No matter what is wrong in the marriage, you never cheat, period. That's your family's business. So disrespectful and insulting. It's one thing if it's a drunk night at the bar, but the family business, that's horrible. Nobody deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we said even flirting, if you are married, is a no-no. That's off limits. It's inappropriate behavior. So you need to have a conversation as to why he feels like that he needs to do that. What's missing between you guys to where he feels like he needs to step outside and get some sort of, you know, if he's getting admiration from somewhere else, he feels like maybe he's not getting from you, whatever. You need to have a conversation as to why he feels the need to behave like that.
You know what? Bethany says something via text that I was thinking myself. She says, girl, jeopardize that job. To heck with him. It's your family's company. I'm sure they could find something for you to do there if you need to end up supporting yourself financially. He's definitely done this before. He'll continue to do it again. I guarantee it. His paycheck is not worth your dignity. So, you know, and then she goes on and says, hey, if you're not ready to leave, at least seek out marriage counseling at the very minimum, which
yes.
I think it's probably something that you should do to start there.
Yes, you definitely need to get there's an issue there in the marriage, mm-hmm. obviously, now. So mm-hmm. that's kind of brought this to light. So you guys need to sit down and figure that out and then go from there. And then, you know, hopefully he's telling the truth that nothing has really ever truly crossed the line outside of this.
Right.
And, you know, or it's going to uncover other things, and then you'll have a more clear answer there.
Right. Now, Tricia, you understand he's got a couple kids.
I understand that she has two kids that are at home, but sometimes a mom needs to do the things that she needs to do.
How much time did it take, though, for you to feel like, okay, I can trust him when he says he's not going to do that again?
It took me a year and a half.
Did it? Okay. Yeah. Take some time. Okay.
Oh, it took a lot of time, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tricia.
And it took a lot of long conversations as well.
All right. Tricia, thank you for your experience with that. Yeah. I mean, you've already had the high energy, very charged emotionally conversation with them.
Yeah. She said an ugly conversation was had immediately after.
Right. Right. Now maybe it's time for you to have the, all right, now seriously, let's figure this out. And you know, hey, we can't say leave him, don't leave him. I mean, you know, I can't tell you that. But there are plenty of people who are like, look, you deserve better. If it's your family's company, your family's going to support you. And so if you do have to make a decision to leave, then they can help you out. And I mean, like, are you kidding me? For him to do that at her family-run company?
Very bold.
I mean, wow. It's like he was almost wanting to get caught.
Yeah, there is an element of that. Like, what did he think was going to happen if anybody saw him, let alone his wife? Yeah. Heather said, as a married mother of two under five, I have had a similar experience. My husband was texting and calling an old friend when he was at work, and they'd exchange risque texts and pics, but nothing ever really truly physically happened. I found out, confronted him. It happened again a month later. I told him I'd divorce him. He immediately stopped, blocked her. We worked on things. I was in therapy for a year and a half before I could feel okay again. But now things are good.
Okay.
We're building our lives together. He said I didn't spend enough time with just him. All of my attention's focused on our kids. So now we make sure we have date nights and at least an hour with each other before bed and just, you know, reconnecting more.
All right.
And so maybe that's the same situation at play here. He's just feeling the need to, he's just feeling a lack of attention, and he was getting that attention from the 23-year-old at work. So maybe it is something like that, but, you know, that she needs to sit down and figure out what's the root of him feeling like he needs to be flirty with somebody at work.
Hey, can we with 23-year-olds real quick listening? let's not go for the married guy at work, all right? I mean,
you probably know that he's married to wife. It's her
innocent. You know, she may be innocent in the sense that, like, she wasn't inviting this.
Who knows how flirty,
like, you know, he's saying they're flirty, but she may have not even been considering it was flirty, like being nice type of thing. So, I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms. But and then Melinda, last one, she just says, let's be clear. You are not the one risking your marriage. He is.
Yes.
You're not the one risking family. He is.
Right.
He is also jeopardizing his job, not you. So,
but I understand you got a lot, you know, tied. You have kids together, he's entangled in your family business. There's a lot tying you together. So you need to, I think, do all the steps in trying to get to the root of the problems that led to this point, and then see if you can work on it, figure it out. And then if you cannot, if you get to the point where you're like, nope, this can't be repaired, then that's when you make that decision. I don't think we base a drastic, I'm going to leave him decision based on where you are now.
All right, lots to think about. Keep us posted, Paula, and that is group therapy.